For my appointment at 9 a.m. sharp one day in early December, I drove to St John's Hospital in West Lothian through bands of freezing fog, then made my way from the frosted haze of the car park, following a trail of laminated yellow notices, to the hospital's top floor. Though my core work is daytime general practice, I do shifts a couple of times a month in St John's for the evening and weekend GP service. The view from the top floor, above the fog, was clear and luminous. The sun was rising, but its orange light was too weak, or the air too cold, for it to clear the air. To the south, I could just make out the pharmaceutical factory in Livingston, where a French company, Valneva, has another COVID-19 vaccine in development. Though the corridors were quiet, I knew the nearby wards were filling up with COVID patients. West Lothian at that time had a higher prevalence of coronavirus than Edinburgh just a few miles to the east, and was in a higher tier. Over the course of the pandemic, I've admitted numerous patients to those same wards, each of them breathless and fevered, many of them panic-stricken. One stands out in my memory, an ordinarily healthy 60-year-old man who I'll call Mr. Dennison. He lived alone, and had been suffering a cough and fever for a week, but 9 months into the pandemic, didn't think to book a COVID test. He had carried on going out, seeing his family, catching up with friends. It's usually 7 to 10 days from the onset of fever that, if the lungs are going to be severely affected, they will be. Right on cue, Mr. Dennison had called for a GP home visit on day 9. His breathlessness became so severe that he was struggling to walk to the toilet. I remember phoning him from the car to ask him to sit by his front door, then standing on the doorstep to put on an apron, doubled gloves and visor. I nudged open his door to see him sitting on his staircase in a grimy bathrobe. He looked frightened. I stepped in over his threshold, put an oxygen sensor on his finger and a gloved hand on his shoulder. His breaths were coming quickly, at nearly 30 a minute. Oxygen levels on these monitors should show 97 or 98%, but Mr. Dennison's was in the low 80s. When he stood up to open his bathrobe for my stethoscope, it fell further still. He needed oxygen and admission to hospital, so I arranged an ambulance and waited with him until it came.